Well, hashtag Shelton stays and hashtag Ricky reconsidered. It worked because Shelton stayed and Ricky reconsidered. LSU just picked up two of the top recruits in the state of Louisiana. What does that mean for the future of LSU baseball? All of that and more on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Amazon Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you prefer, you can find us there. Plus, you can also find us on YouTube as well at Locked On LSU. But I'm Caroline Fenton, and I'm your host, as I am every day. I'm an LSU alum. I covered LSU football for several years, and I'm a sports talk radio host in Nashville, Tennessee. So first and foremost, feeling a little under the weather today. If you can notice a little bit of a change in my voice, that's why. Today is my flu game. We'll get over it. Everything will be fine. Great. Wonderful. But let's get into it, because this past week, since, you know, from Wednesday night all the way back to Saturday, those past few days have been arguably the biggest days and the biggest commitments for LSU football in the class of 2023. Let's go back to early July, like 4th of July-ish weekend. LSU picked up five or six commits in that period of time of just over a few days. And that was a huge moment in time for this 2023 class, because they picked up four-star and five-star players left and right, all on the defensive side of the ball. And all from all over the country. You had a Maryland in there, a kid from Indianapolis in there, a kid from Miami in there. So those were all, that was a really big chunk for LSU, because that is where a majority of this class of 2023 came from. That's when LSU's 2023 class really started to gain a little bit of momentum and some traction. But I would even argue that these past 4 or 5 days are even bigger than that, because it's building off of the momentum that LSU gained in early July. And there were two such statement commits, because there were two of the best players in the state of Louisiana. So let's start with what happened on Wednesday night. Ricky Collins, a four-star quarterback out of Woodlawn, officially committed to LSU. Now, Ricky Collins committed to Purdue last year, October of 2021, I believe that was his sophomore season, his junior season. During his junior season, he committed to Purdue, decommitted like two-ish weeks ago, maybe a little bit less, and then Wednesday night officially committed to play for LSU. And that is huge for so many reasons. First and foremost, he's the 13th quarterback in the best 13th quarterback in the nation, per 24/7 Sports. He's the 12th best player in the state of Louisiana and the third-ranked quarterback in the state of Louisiana, behind only Arch Manning and Eli Holstein, who are two names that we know all too well, too much, maybe too well, but he is the third-ranked quarterback in that group. He's a four-star quarterback, 6'2", 190, played for Woodlawn and Baton Rouge. So that's a huge commitment for LSU, for so many reasons. I want to break down exactly why that's so big coming up next. But I mean, if you just look at his numbers in high school last year, he threw for just shy of 2,000 yards, sitting right around the 1,900 mark. But I think the more impressive thing here to me isn't just the way that he was able to throw the ball, but also the way that he was able to protect the ball. 16 touchdowns to only 3 interceptions. That's a great stat line for a very young quarterback. So I'm looking forward to that, to see kind of, you know, the way that Ricky Collins protects the football, and the fact that he committed to Purdue. He had his path paid for him, realized what was going on at LSU, decommitted from Purdue, and just the speed at which Ricky Collins recommitted to LSU, or I guess committed to LSU, you know, recommitted to another school, I think proves to me that he had his mind made up. Or at least he had, you know, he was leaning toward LSU, because it only took about 10 or 11 days for him to decommit and then recommit to LSU. But the second commit, we'll go back to Saturday. that I have been eyeing for a very Shelton Sampson. He's a 5-star wide receiver out of Catholic High in Baton Rouge. I've been eyeing this one for a few reasons. I mean, obviously, because he is such a talented player. He's a 5-star wide receiver, and that doesn't come along by any sort of accident. But I was looking at Shelton Sampson's commitment as the main, you know, demarcation for the way Brian Kelly and his recruiting staff is able to recruit the state of Louisiana. Now, I wouldn't have given this Brian Kelly staff a hard time if he hadn't committed to LSU. I do understand that a new coaching staff can be awfully intimidating for a player choosing where they do want to go play college ball. I mean, Shelton Sampson had offers from Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida State. I mean, he had offers from some top programs in the country. LSU is one of those top programs in the country, but I wouldn't blame a kid if he saw what was going on at LSU, a new coaching staff, kind of question marks for what this coaching staff, what this team is going to look like, at least in 2022. I wouldn't blame Shelton Sampson for wanting to go off and, you know, follow a more paved path, say maybe an Alabama or a Georgia. But the fact that he decided to stay at LSU, I think, is a huge mark at the work that Brian Kelly and his entire recruiting staff and coaching staff is doing locally in the state of Louisiana, but also just in LSU's backyard, Catholic High, Woodlawn, at, you know, some of these local high schools in Baton Rouge. But Shelton Sampson is a massive pickup for this Brian Kelly coaching staff. He's a 5-star wide receiver. He's a 33rd best player nationally, 4th-ranked wide receiver in the country, and the 3rd-best player in the state of Louisiana. Again, that's behind Arch Manning and Eli Holstein as well. Ricky Collins is the 3rd-ranked quarterback. Shelton Sampson, the 3rd-ranked player in the state of Louisiana, so that's huge. I mean, Shelton Sampson is a giraffe. I mean, he is a tall dude now, 6'4", 181. He could probably stand to put on a little bit of weight, honestly, to kind of, you know, anchor himself down a little bit on such a tall frame. But I mean, just with that height, and he'll put that weight on. You know, he still has a senior season at Catholic High. He'll get into the LSU weight rooms. He'll put on some weight. Also, I'm sorry if you're watching the YouTube page and you see he literally looks like a strobe light. I don't know what's going on here, but I digress. 6'4", 181, he's got a really good frame. So a 4-star quarterback and a 5-star wide receiver now committed in this LSU 2023 class. LSU is now up to the 6th-ranked recruiting class in the class of 2023. Let's rewind to the end of June, early July, about a month and a half ago. LSU was sitting in the 40 range. Now they're up to 6, a top 10 program, or excuse me, a top 10 recruiting class for the class of 2023. Brian Kelly has been putting in some work. And I understand if you as an LSU fan, you have a little bit of your doubts about Brian Kelly, this coaching staff can do, but I think that you can look at this. I mean, this is undeniable proof that they are putting in work in recruiting. And also, as the past week or so has shown us, recruiting in the state of Louisiana. And I think that is huge. So I kind of hinted at a few of these things, but exactly what is so important about these two recruits in Shelton Sampson and Ricky Collins? What is so important about their commitment to LSU? There's some on-the-field things and some off-the-field things as well. I want to get into that coming up next. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Bet Online, because betonline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your betting needs. You can find all of your favorite sports, events, and it is the number one source for all of your odds, lines, and games. You can find reviews and news of every league. They've got Major League Baseball. Thursday night, we got the game, so that'll be a really fun game to put some money on. Just a little bit of a shakeup of the regular season of MLB. They've got the NFL, NBA, and some NFL preseason games kick off Thursday and Friday night. We've got NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. We've got the LIV tournament to bet on. A whole lot of money in that, so you can make some money off of that yourself. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all of your sports wagering information. They've got live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They've got you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. So Shelton Sampson and Ricky Collins. Shelton Sampson, a 5-star wide receiver out of Baton Rouge, and also Ricky Collins, a 4-star quarterback out of Baton Rouge as well. Catholic High, Shelton Sampson, Woodlawn High School, Ricky Collins. So they both committed to play at LSU. Ricky Collins committed on Wednesday night. Shelton Sampson, Saturday during the day, did it in Catholic High's gym. It was a huge, huge production. And it was really fun. A really, really fun week so far in LSU football recruiting. But what is so important and what is so special about these two players committing to play at LSU? I would say, first and foremost, let's look at Ricky Collins, the most recent commitment. Getting a quarterback in the 2023 class is invaluable. That's what LSU needed in this 23 class. I mean, and I would say, get a body in there, a serviceable quarterback that you feel good about, that you can get into this quarterback room. But they picked up a really talented quarterback, a 4-star quarterback in that 2023 class, a local kid, a local quarterback. So I think that is really big for this 2023 class. And you probably look at this and say, oh my gosh, in the future, I mean, 2023, 2024, this LSU quarterback room is going to be stacked. And all things considered, I think that you're right, because you have Garrett Nussmeier, who is most likely the heir apparent to the starting job in 2023. I can't imagine that Jaden Daniels and Miles Brennan, I believe Jaden Daniels' eligibility will be exercised at the end of this season. Miles Brennan will most likely be out after this 2022 season. So you'll have Garrett Nussmeier, you'll have Walker Howard kind of playing that backup role, and then you'll have Ricky Collins coming in as kind of that third guy. And I think that's big for one reason, just having those bodies and knowing that over the next couple of years, you're set at the quarterback position with guys that you feel confident and comfortable with, at least right now. Of course, the transfer portal is always going to be a factor in that. You know, let's say Garrett Nussmeier wins the starting job in 23. Walker Howard might get frustrated, wants to start right away. Transfers, knock on wood. But that could happen. I mean, the transfer portal is a realistic thing. But that's also another reason why it's so important to get another quarterback into this room. An insurance quarterback and a guy that you feel like if you have enough guys in front of you, you can sit for your freshman year, maybe your sophomore year as well. Get used to this offense. Get used to what college football expects of you. Kind of knock some rust off, get your legs underneath you, and then you'll be ready. You know, sophomore, junior season, you'll be ready to come in and start. But I also think another thing, I mean, that's kind of obvious. The more players that you have in a room, the more comfortable you feel about that position for the longevity of it as well. But I think the competition element of it is also a huge key here. I talked about it with this current room with Miles Brennan, Jaden Daniels, and Garrett Nussmeier. After the first day of practice, I said that, you know, having this competition, of course, I don't think that any of these players would come in unprepared or not ready if there wasn't competition. But the fact that there is competition, I think, is so huge, because sure, they would come in ready and prepared and ready to rock. But it's also getting the edge on one another that pushes you just a little bit harder, that keeps you in the weight room just a little bit longer, that gets you watching film, a little bit more film, that gets you, you know, getting a little bit more treatment a little bit longer. It's getting the edge on one another that just pushes them a little bit harder. Quarterback competition, or competition really in any position group, I think overall is a healthy thing, and it benefits your football program. So bringing in Ricky Collins and continuing a really stacked and loaded quarterback room just continues that competition. Nobody's job is handed to them on a silver platter. I think that's proof this year that Miles Brennan is coming in for his 6th season. He's been at LSU, and he's competing for his starting role. Jaden Daniels has been a starting quarterback for the past 3 seasons, and he's competing for a starting role. Nobody's job is guaranteed to them. So that's a very key thing here. And Ricky Collins coming into this quarterback room. I also think him being from Louisiana is so important here, because, like I said, he's the 3rd-ranked quarterback in the state of Louisiana. You look at Archie Manning and Eli Holstein. Let's be completely honest. I don't think any of us ever thought that either of those two players were going to come to LSU. I know that, you know, LSU was on Arch Manning's long list with a short list of Georgia, Texas, and Alabama. He was also considering Florida and LSU. I never really thought that it was a realistic thing that Arch Manning would come to LSU. Of course, I was reaching for the stars. Of course, you know, you can hope that he would, you know, continue to play in the state of Louisiana and stay home, but I didn't really think that that was going to be the case. I also didn't think that was going to be the case with Eli Holstein either. You know, is that fair or not? I don't know. But that's just, I don't think, let's be realistic here. I didn't think that either of them were going to come to LSU. But I did think that Ricky Collins was so important because LSU did have a shot at Ricky Collins. And he's also a very talented quarterback at that. So you're bringing in a local guy who can come in and who can contribute to this quarterback room and contribute to the quarterback competition. I think that's super important. Another thing with Shelton Sampson, I think that, you know, you see a lot of parallels with how important, you know, these two commitments are. I think that Shelton Sampson is very similar and that adding another wide receiver to this LSU's 2023 class is so important. You know, he'll join Jaylen Brown, a four-star, five-star, depends on, you know, what recruiting website that you look at. A four-star, five-star wide receiver in Jaylen Brown from Miami is the 40th best player nationally. Shelton Sampson is the 33rd best player nationally. So, you know, you've got two top 40 players at the wide receiver position in your 2023 class. That's huge. He also joins three-star wide receiver Kyle Parker from Texas. I'm sure Kyle Parker is great, but I'm really kind of focusing at the top of the 2023 class here. But you look at the year 2023 for LSU football. Keyshawn Boutte, let's be honest here, he's going to declare for the NFL draft. Dre Jenkins is a senior, so he will not have any eligibility left. Those two will be gone. Kyren Lacy will be eligible to declare for the NFL draft, so we don't necessarily know if he's going to be in or out in 2023, but that leaves LSU football with a fairly barren wide receiver room. I know that this year, I mean, we can be totally excited about the wide receiver room because it is packed a lot of talent this year. But you're looking at, you know, two of your most senior wide receivers that are almost guaranteed to be out. Keyshawn Boutte really being the only wild card there, but let's not kid ourselves. He's going into the NFL. So you're looking at your two most senior wide receivers. You know, you could even argue, you know, one of your most talented wide receivers, one of your most talented wide receivers and Dre Jenkins. Kyren Lacy may be in or out, so that leaves you with Malik Nabers and Jack Besh kind of at the top, Brian Thomas Jr., Chris Hilton Jr. I mean, that leaves you with five wide receivers left. Let's just operate under the conditions that Kyren Lacy will declare for the NFL draft. That leaves you with only five wide receivers left in the 2023 class. And honestly, I was getting a little bit concerned only bringing in so far before Shelton Sampson declared for committed to LSU, that there's only going to be two more players coming into that wide receiver room with probably three going out. And as currently constructed, LSU only has eight wide receivers in that wide receiver room. I wouldn't mind seeing 9, 10, 11, or 12, even more wide receivers in that wide receiver room. So I was getting a little bit concerned about the lack of not just offensive players in this 2023 class that had committed, you know, before this past weekend, but also wide receivers. But I think Shelton Sampson adds competition, talent, and a player that can come in and play right away. And that, you know, he admitted that that was one reason why LSU was so intriguing for him was early playing time. This was Shelton Sampson on Saturday at LSU.
There's a possibility if Keyshawn Boutte comes out early, early playing time next year. How much does that appeal to you?
What was the question?
Early playing time. You know, if Keyshawn was to come out after this season, things maybe opened up a little bit more for you next season.
Yeah, early playing time definitely played a big role. I feel like I could go in, and if I do what I got to do, then I could get on the field.
So, I mean, that's the big thing here is, you know, he sees Keyshawn Boutte leaving and says, hey, I can come in and contribute right away. That's a big deal to a high school recruit. I know, like, we always talk about Alabama, how they just plug and play, plug and play, plug and play. That's because a lot of players don't play until their junior or senior season, because why would they? Whenever there's other guys that would have been waiting for that starting spot. But I think Shelton Sampson being able to come in and contribute right away and acknowledging that and being ready for that, I think is a huge thing. But I think for both of these players, you recruited and you got two of the top players in the state of Louisiana. Let's flash back to, you know, July, early July. There was a lot of questions about whether or not Brian Kelly could recruit in the state of Louisiana. That's been a question ever since he got the job at LSU. But I think it was emphasized even more so whenever this LSU class started to bring in more and more recruits, and they were from Maryland and Indianapolis and Florida and California and Texas and not Louisiana. I think that concerned a lot of people. I reminded y'all, you know, don't be nervous. It's just July. It's just June. It'll come. And it has. But I think that a lot of people were very concerned about his ability to recruit in the state of Louisiana. And I think this shows, a four-star and a five-star, local kids, this shows that he can. And I think that this is such a great catalyst for the 2023 class. Also, beyond. Because there are in-state kids that are looking at the top talent in the state of Louisiana. You're going to lose some players every year. That's not a Brian Kelly thing. That's just reality. You're not going to get every Arch Manning from New Orleans. You're not going to get every Eli Holstein from the state of Louisiana. But what you can do is keep as much top talent in the state as possible and keep LSU an attractive place for kids from the state of Louisiana. I mean, here, listen to Sheldon Sampson about why he picked LSU.
Is a dream come true for you?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I'm from here. Like, what athlete from Baton Rouge wouldn't want to play for LSU?
It's mentality. What athlete from Baton Rouge wouldn't want to play for LSU? It's that mentality that is so important. And it's that mentality that makes me so comfortable and confident that Brian Kelly continues to support that line of thinking. That is so key. But coming up next, we've talked a lot about players that are coming in next year. What about a player that's in the wide receiver room this year? I want to get into that coming up next before a couple words from our sponsors. Well, Brian Kelly said something about, after the first day of camp. He said something that really stuck out to me about Kayshon Boutte. He said he was asked by Kayshon Boutte and his, do you think that he can win the Biletnikoff? And Brian Kelly, he said a lot of great words about Kayshon Boutte, about, his work ethic and, how he's been able to adjust, coming off of injury. There was one thing that Brian Kelly said that stuck out to me and not in a good way. This is what Brian Kelly had to say after the first day of camp.
Plays up to potential.
Well, this was my first glimpse at him, quite frankly, and he's an explosive player. He's learning how to practice. Today he was a guy that I had to, remind him a little bit about how to practice the right way. But he's so committed. He's worked so hard. I'm excited.
There was one thing that he said in there, and he said I had to remind him how to practice. And that made my eyebrow raise a little bit. I thought, you had to remind him how to practice. That doesn't sound like a very glowing recommendation. That sounds to me, and my interpretation of that is, Kayshon Boutte came in, he didn't want to work. He, didn't want to be a leader. Interpret that however you will. That's just how I interpret it, is Kayshon Boutte came in and he wasn't willing to give it 100%. He wasn't willing to come in and practice how you're expected to practice at LSU. So I was concerned about that. That made me nervous that Kayshon Boutte maybe had a bad attitude, maybe was facilitating, a bad presence in the locker room. I don't know. You can run with that however you'd like, but it didn't make me feel good about it. But Kayshon Boutte spoke to the media a couple days ago, and he talked about why he decided to come back to LSU, and I think it eased a lot of my concerns. Here's what Kayshon Boutte had to say.
You had said, I think, in interviews to talk about you possibly leaving, that was not true, overblown, whatever.
I thought about it. I really did. It was just a lot going on, but I felt like, as a player, I felt like it was just better for me to stay and overcome this process.
You feel the stability of the program is a big reason why you stuck around?
I felt comfortable with what they was coming in, telling us, and I trusted that they would hold themselves.
So, if you didn't hear the question, it was a little bit quiet, and I apologize for that. Asking about potentially entering the transfer portal. And he was like, yeah, I thought about it. There were a few words that stuck out to me there. Come in and overcome. That's not an easy thing to do. It's really easy to enter the transfer portal and go to an Alabama or go to a Georgia or go to a team that you feel like you can fit in and play right now. You don't have to overcome anything on that path. He chose to stay at LSU, which might be the more difficult decision to make. So many question marks. at, you know, what this team can be. But he decided to come back and overcome, and I think that was key. And there was another thing in there that stuck out to me. He asked about Brian Kelly, and he said, I really feel comfortable and confident about what they're building here. And I think that's also important, because whenever I heard Brian Kelly say, I had to remind him how to practice, I wondered how much of that was almost pushback from Kayshawn Boutte about, look, you didn't recruit me. You were not the coach that I committed to play for. You're new around here. I'm not. And if Kayshawn Boutte did feel like that, I almost feel like it's like a stepdad or stepmom situation. You're not my mom. You're not my dad. You can't tell me what to do. You didn't recruit me. You're not my coach. I didn't pick you. I did wonder how much of that came into play here. But hearing Kayshawn Boutte say that, I believe him first and foremost, but hearing him say that eased my concerns about any pushback that Kayshawn Boutte might have to this current coaching staff, that he had every option and every tool at his disposal to leave if he wanted to, but he decided to come back. And I think it's not new to any of us that he could have entered the transfer portal and he considered it. He just said it there, but that wasn't new. But I think hearing him say it, after having concerns after what Brian Kelly said after the first practice, after having concerns about that, I feel better about it. It's still not something that I think that I'm obsessed with, the fact that Brian Kelly said I had to remind him how to practice. Is that me looking too far into it and thinking it's an attitude problem when really it was a, hey, you've been injured and you weren't able to practice for the past 10 months. Like, let's get you acclimated back into it. Maybe it was as simple as that and I looked too much into it. Maybe I'm too paranoid. I don't know. But all of this to say, after hearing Kayshawn Boutte talk about how he wanted to overcome his situation and how he felt comfortable and confident about this coaching staff, those worries, if you had worries about them, I think they should at least be alleviated, because they are for me. But that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Dylan Sanders on the show to put down practice. I also want to look at the preseason top 25. Don't be stressed that LSU is not on it, because I'm not worried about it. You can get more on the SEC by making Locked On SEC your second listen. Every day, host Chris Gordy and the local experts of Locked On take you across the SEC in 30 minutes. You can make Locked On SEC your second listen.